Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Good morning, folks, on a Friday morning. Hope you are having a great day thus far. We've got a great lineup for you today. So we'll have our first of the mayoral candidates will join us at 12 o'clock. We've made accommodations during that hour to make sure that we get more time to talk with Oliver Thomas, Councilman District E. He is the first that committed. Still waiting on others, quite frankly. But he was Johnny on the spot committed, so we'll take Oliver first, and we'll have a very candid conversation about a number of different issues, a number of different challenges. We will try to search out his position on a number of different things that are facing the city right now. No big surprises. I mean, these are overt issues that are out there, but trying to gain a clearer understanding so that we can understand some of the differences as to how these candidates may approach budgetary challenges, other types of challenges, working with state government, working with the federal government, understanding that we have to have the ability to receive, maybe even talking about how do we close out our FEMA PWs. Project work orders that are out there still from Katrina, and how long will that take, and will there be a change in the mindset, the strategy as to how we handle these jobs, supervision and otherwise, in order to finally bring them to a close. At 11:30, we will visit with Mike Haas, voice of the New Orleans Saints. They take on the New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome, and the Saints are favored. I think that's the first time this year, so that's a good place to be in, and we look forward to it. The Giants are bringing in a rookie quarterback. They made this swap last weekend, who took them to a victory. Jackson Dart, you remember him, SEC quarterback. So it'll be an interesting weekend. We'll see how this works out. Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst. He'll join us about his thoughts about what we're seeing right now relative to the mayor's race, some of the polls that are out there, strengths, vulnerabilities, likelihood of things changing. You know, we're getting close to that October 11th date, right? Not that far away. And the reality is that it's got to be shock and awe in many respects in order to move into polls. At 10:30, we'll visit with Ben Castro. Ben is the development coordinator of the New Orleans Mission, and we'll talk about a gala that they have, which is their fundraiser, where it helps support the Mission Gala of Miracles on November 14th. And we'll talk about what they actually do and why that's so important. And one of our great partners here at WWL, Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, Craig Jacobine, has become very active in that organization. As you've heard me say this quite a few times, he is a huge corporate partner in the metro area, helping people out. I love what he does because he enjoys his success by sharing his success with others. And that's truly what it is all about. So we'll visit with them and check in with them to see how things are going at the New Orleans Mission. I wanted to spend a few moments talking about two different subjects that have nothing to do with one another. My curiosity is really piqued. I don't know what's going on with the situation with Hamas, the 20-point plan that's been put forward. Still haven't heard. I understand that the president is sending out overtures, that he's serious about where he is on this. The timeline is running out. It may have run out already, for all I know. But we'll be checking in with that. Anything that we can offer as breaking news there, we certainly will. Now on to a local issue. And I touched on it for about a minute yesterday, but it really requires more of the time than that. This budget committee meeting that they had the other day, wherein the last budget to be adopted by the Cantrell administration. And as a parting shot, the mayor talks about aligning revenues to where the city is. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what it is that she's trying to accomplish. What it sounds like to me is that she's totally comfortable with status quo, and in order to maintain status quo, that we need to raise taxes. Now, let's be honest. Does anybody in their wildest dreams believe that this constituency in this city is going to vote for taxes? Does anybody believe that? I don't believe that. All you have to do is look at the polls, the surveys that are done about what people think of the leadership in this city in the present construct. They have no confidence at all in any institution, for the most part, that plays that role. And for someone to come out without doing an operational audit, without attempting to right-size city government, without even thinking about trying to right-size city government and the like, and to just casually, cavalierly say that I think we need to go get $74 million in additional revenue, tax, sales taxes, as well as maybe some fees and things of that nature, and call it a day, and maybe cut a little bit on the expense side, but that's it. You would have done better just proposing a nothing budget, quite frankly, because that's not going to be much of a guidance. And from what I understand, we're still having difficulty trying to figure out what our deficit is. We can't figure out that we have been spending money as though we just won the lottery. This is going to be very interesting. We'll ask all these candidates about where they stand, if they really believe that this is a wise move to go out to the public and ask for more tax dollars. The other one, sector where they're going to increase is parking. Parking fines. Parking fines. Can you believe that? That's going to be a strategy. Extract more money because you didn't get to the parking meter in time. If you want to increase sales tax take and other things such as that, you forego parking meters and you make it easier for people to get in and out of restaurants, in and out of this, in and out of that. Because when you go to some of these parking lots, these prices are getting almost usurious, right? And when they don't get the numbers that they want to get, what they do is they have people riding around waiting for the very moment that the second hand strikes 12 to give you a ticket and boot your car. Beautiful. It's a wonderful, excuse me, it's a wonderful strategy. This is what we resorted to, right? Because now we know that the shake the can strategy of development of revenue here in the city of New Orleans doesn't work any longer. Because under this administration, they're tightening down on a lot of these grants, many of which are frivolous, many of which we go create programs, create employment for the sake of getting the money, spending the money, but not being very worried about what it is that we're actually going to accomplish. I call these soundbite grants. They sound great. Get a little bit, get a little juice on the news, on the radio, this and that. We talk about it as though we're really doing something. We never really follow up on these grants. We never follow up to find out whether or not they've made any impact at all, because people, quite frankly, are just simply happy to employ some folks and give them a few dollars here and there and everywhere else, all the while knowing that the grant's not going to stay in existence for long, and we have no intention of continuing to provide the services offered by this grant ever. Another really goofy strategy, to take the money, do things that doesn't really align with your mission and vision of what you're trying to accomplish each and every day, some of the core basic services, just so that you can act like you're actually a full-fledged government providing all of this sustenance for folks out there, and it sounds wonderful. Let's be all things to all people. Let's manipulate, monopolize a lot of the time that the city workers have working on these grants and things of that nature and not really looking at the outcomes. And this city's not the only one guilty of that. This happens all over the place. All over the place. I always like to take on grants and assess grants by virtue of looking at them in order to determine, is this an activity that I would like to continue and I would like to fund for a long-term period of time, and view those grants as seed money for something that I ordinarily would like to do, but I just didn't have the seed money, the upfront cost to get the program started and approach it that way. If you look at the city's budget, the monies that come from other governmental agencies to it are in the 40% range. And the other percentages are financed by taxes, fines, and fees. We are in a crisis. And this mayor obviously does not care about her legacy at all, because the budget that she presented is a joke. It's an absolute joke. From beginning to end, it was a wasted exercise, quite frankly. Because to finish it saying, you know, it's your obligation because I'm the hell out of here, to go get $74 million from some source, somewhere, somehow, in order to balance this budget to the best that we can do, because we really don't even know the numbers. We don't have solid numbers. This is a guesstimate at best, maybe even conjecture at some point, and it's a big-time problem. If you want to see how third-world countries operate their government, you're getting an upfront view of that happening right now. That's what's going on. When you can't figure out some of the basics as it relates to financing of your organization, shame on you. Shame on you. It's absolutely crazy. And if you don't control the payment of overtime in a strategic way, and if you don't think that your own employees will abuse the privilege of that overtime, you obviously don't know much about management of people. I can only tell you that in our budget, one of the line items that was managed more so than almost any other, you guessed it, overtime. Because that's an anomaly outside of the simple process of figuring out what your employees cost that are on the payroll and what you expect to pay in payroll. It's a pretty solid number. Yes, you've got attrition, people leaving, people coming on. A lot of times you end up budgeting more money in a line item for salaries at a budgeted number of employees that you hope to have. But that really works to your benefit. You budget at 100, you only ended up having the effective rate of 80 employees over the year. So you have the cost of that employee of 20 employees that you're to the good. Now, what can eliminate that and wipe it out and eat it up and everything else is runaway overtime that you're not managing. And people aren't clearly delineating expectations, how many hours we're going to work, what activities we're going to get involved in. Do it in a strategic way so that it makes sense, because otherwise it gets away from you, and that's what's going on here. And now they're behind the eight ball. And it's not acceptable just to say, well, this happened because of the happenstance, because of that tragic happenstance at the beginning of the year. That's not an excuse. That was a cause to manipulate a previous overtime strategy, change it, to address some new challenges that you have. But that doesn't mean that you can go spend money like a crazy person. You have to even be more strategic, because there's not new revenue coming in, or so they thought. Because the real problem here is they thought that they were going to be able to shake the can and the federal government was going to give them some money. Well, they're not reading the room very well. That's not necessarily going to happen. Under the SEER 1 rating, they got resources. It doesn't mean that you're actually going to get much of anything else. And now we find ourselves where we find ourselves. And in the end, folks, we're just not keeping our eye on the ball. We don't understand the mindset of these other third-party payers, meaning the state of Louisiana and the federal government. This is not the Biden administration. They are not going to just throw money everywhere at every problem thinking it's going to get better because they know better. They're exercising common sense. And we should know better, because we know every dollar that we've wasted. If we'd look ourselves critically in the mirror, we would come to the realization and should make the admission that we didn't do so good. Not a great performance on our part. Which begs the question, why are we not spending more time analyzing our budgets, our assumptions, what we think is going to happen? Why are we not rechecking it more frequently than not, to make sure and ensure that we're hitting our targets, because we don't have a big margin of error available to us? And there it is in a nutshell. And here we are on the eve of an election, and no one can tell any of these candidates, even some that have been sitting on the city council begging for numbers, for a long period of time, none of them making any sense. In fact, hearing testimony from high-level officials in this administration that we don't have a money problem. Oh, really? Well, it sounds like you do. Sounds like you got a huge one. And now they've been slapped in the face with reality. And now it's almost too late to react. Now we're moving numbers all over the place, due to, due from, trying to figure out how we can square this up and get things straight and post some numbers that are making any sense. Absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. We should demand more than that. And after we've gone through this science project with this mayor, who is anything but a leader, we should be in a better position to be able to ask the questions of those who are about to be elected. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Ben Castro, Development Coordinator of the New Orleans Mission, and Craig Giacomine, owner of Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, who has been working with the New Orleans Mission, giving back. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Sheriff. Thank you. Pleasure speaking with you again.
So,
Good morning, Newell.
Yeah, hey, Craig. Ben, let's start with you. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, describe the mission of the New Orleans Mission.
Well, the mission of the New Orleans Mission is what we'd love to call the three R's. We help so many people on a yearly basis, and our three R's are rescue, recovery, reengagement, and reunification. This is to take someone who's primarily has been broken, is at the short end of the stick in life at this time, and re-engage them into the community. And this is done through so many aspects. First of all, housing, finding them a safe place to live, putting them in a location where they'll be away from the temptations of society, and they'll be in a Christian environment where they're receiving the love of God and the love from God-fearing people who want them to reenter society.
So these are folks, I love the way that you put that, where you put them in a place where they're not tempted with those daily temptations that they fall prey to.
Exactly. and we've been extremely successful. Most people who enter our programs, 100% of them have re-entered society, reunified with their families, have achieved employment, and they're contributing to society. We're taking them out from under the bridges and putting them right into the heart of society where they can contribute and feel good about themselves.
Now, one of the things that goes along with that is you guys provide a lot of different support services for them. Talk to us about that.
Well, we have six campuses, and of those six campuses, we have over 600 beds available on a nightly basis. And this is, again, in a safe environment. But we also have a place where they could shower, get fresh clothes. Annually, we provide over 130,000 showers and beds annually to people. Hot meals served daily through outreach and at the shelters. Over 500,000 meals are served. We have medical facilities where we have volunteers from Tulane Medical who come in and service their medical needs. And we have employment and vocational opportunities. We have the vocational training, and we've put them through a variety of different employment opportunities, be it landscaping, be it carpentry, be it construction, and or event services at our Lynn Haven retreat, where they cater and provide services to people and learn the service industry. So all that is part of our mission, and it's been extremely successful. Sheriff, you're a New Orleans native as I am, and you remember 30, 40 years ago, the mission was a place you were warned, hey, you didn't want to go.
Right.
You want to stay away from there, dangerous place. Well, you go into it now, and it's like a college campus of Christian people who are there to support and help people reengage in society.
And obviously, all of these services cost a lot of money to be able to provide, and I know that every year you guys put on a gala, and I know that Craig called me a couple of weeks ago saying that he was getting very involved in this. Craig Jackamine from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. And
Craig's been incredible.
Yeah, so Craig, tell us about what brought you to the mission and what you're involved in.
I knew, yeah, basically, it was four weeks ago, Ms. Aaron, who works in our office, and my wife were talking, and they were approached about donating a gift. And so we were like, okay, well, you know, we can donate a portable generator to help raise money. And then Ms. Aaron and my wife started looking into a little bit more, and they said, no, we'd really like this event. We'd like to get a table. So that's how it started. And then, the last 2 weeks, it's been like a spiritual awakening for everybody across the country, including myself. You know, I started going back to church because, you know, political things happening, and it just really felt kind of lost in a sense, you know, and I started going back to church, and then I got invited to a Christian business leaders luncheon, and it was like-minded people at this luncheon that we were invited to through the New Orleans mission. And I just feel, you know, I kind of go with the flow, Newell, and I feel like I'm being pulled in this direction, and this is my calling right now, is to help out the mission. We actually bought an AC company out on Madison in Madisonville called Paran's HVAC. My business partner, Nat, actually donated a HVAC system to the New Orleans mission. We received another table, and I was thinking about it a little bit more, and I said, I was on a flight to Las Vegas last weekend and called Mr. Ben. Said, Mr. Ben, I'd like to purchase another table from the New Orleans mission. I want to bring in some people that I'm friends with in the business world so they can see this part of the mission, see what I'm involved with, and hopefully next year they can contribute and get a table themselves. So I'm just using the tools that are available through God, and I feel like this is where I need to be at in life right now. And it's pretty exciting. It's been a great 2-3 weeks, you know, and it's just been awakening for myself and as well as others.
Ben, I have to imagine you've heard similar stories before that if people are moved, especially once they get to visit the facilities. And more often than not, if they have the opportunity to meet one of the folks that you're helping out, for many, it changes their whole perspective.
Oh, it does. It does. Because when you walk in, you see the joy on people's faces. You see the recovery, especially And for women and children. There are very few facilities that are available for women and children at this time. And we've been very fortunate to have our Lynn Haven retreat, where we have over 60 women and 23 children And these are women who have been victims of human trafficking, abusive relationships, and places where they can rebuild their lives. And, I mean, you can't walk out of a tour of our mission and our grounds and not feel exhilarated of what God's doing for these people.
Yeah, I happen to have the opportunity to visit with some ladies that were abused. They were domestic abuse victims. No family. Friends were reluctant to bring them in. They didn't want any violence brought to their house. That's totally understandable. The folk, you know, the guys that they're trying to get away from, never knowing what they can do. And there are not many places for these ladies, especially with children, to land.
Yes. And, you know, it was remarkable. We had a luncheon over there at the Lynn Haven retreat a couple of weeks ago. And in the middle of the luncheon, you saw the women walking around with the strollers with their children, taking them to the playground. And you just feel this home atmosphere and a feeling of love throughout the facility. And that's what brought me to it. As you know, Mr. Sheriff Norman, I spent 9 years with Ideal Supermarket, and I did a lot of work with the community there. And when I retired, I wanted to continue something with the community, and I couldn't have found a better home than the New Orleans Mission to help people.
No, absolutely. So tell us about the gala that'll take place on November 14th.
Well, the gala's November 14th at the Hyatt Regency. We still have tables available, but we also have tickets. The band Unspoken will be playing, a Christian award-winning band. We have our silent auction. We have presentations and testimonies from residents and people who've benefited from the New Orleans Mission. We have raffles, prizes. It's going to be a wonderful event. Fantastic food, great items for artwork. We have a blue dog painting. We have so much that's going to be available for people. And when you walk out, you know you've made a difference.
No, absolutely. November 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency, New Orleans. If people want to reach out and purchase tickets, Ben, where would they go?
Well, they could go to our website, neworleansmission.org, and click events. But to make it even easier, my phone number, if people are listening, is 504-220-9754. I'll be happily to take your call. We have tables available. We have single tickets available. And, of course, if you just want to make a donation, provide something for the silent auction, anything. We're in the crunch period right now. And the next 2 weeks, we're putting everything together. Anybody who wants to help, I so pray you will, and we'll be welcoming you with open arms.
And the monies that are raised at this event are what provides the dollars necessary for all of the services that we just talked about, right?
Yes, sir. Our budget yearly is a little over $10 million, and we raise that a huge amount of that through our gala every year. So every penny is needed, especially in these times right now, because there's a lot of uncertainty. We receive no government funding for this program. It is all done through donations of our volunteers, our donors, and the community in general. And, you know, everyone wants to help clean up the city. They don't like seeing the homeless under the bridges. This is the best way to do it. Give from your heart. And we'll do the work, we'll do the footwork, and we're going to help these people rebuild their lives.
Folks, if you have an interest in participating at the New Orleans Mission Gala of Miracles on November 14th from 6 to 9, 10 p.m. at the Elegant Hyatt Regency New Orleans, you can go to neworleansmission.org or you can call Ben Castro at 504-220-9754. Ben, keep up the great work, and Craig, keep being a great corporate partner to our greater New Orleans area. We truly appreciate all of the efforts of both of you gentlemen.
Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, WWL, and thank you, Craig. We can't do it without any of you.
Best of luck. Have a great weekend, guys. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We have a caller, and I'm glad he called in because it's amazing how many people don't know about wind mitigation surveys. His name is Bill Hatchett. He's the chair of the Wind Mitigation Task Force. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, Bill, you called in. I don't know if you heard me yesterday with the head of the Greater New Orleans Home Builders Association. We talked a lot about wind mitigation and the benefits of same. Do you have something to offer?
Yes. At the time of Hurricane Katrina, I was chairman of the State Board of Home Inspectors. And at that time was when the then chairman of the Louisiana Department of Insurance was thinking about coming up with a program that would reward homes that are better designed, built with better products. And they're going to have less severe damages, so they should get extra credits to reduce the homeowner's premiums on their homeowner's insurance. And this program has been around for quite some time. It's actually been around since 2006, and the public is not really aware of it. And but it has benefited a lot of people. And I don't want to sound like Morris Bart, but I know that the wind mitigation program has saved Louisiana homeowners hundreds of thousands of dollars in lower premiums on their homeowners insurance. And that's the whole thing about the program. Requires a wind mitigation survey has to be done by a registered wind mitigation surveyor, but that's basically the program. Anyway, that's pretty much what I can and briefly tell you right off the top of the head. I know we're short on time, but I don't know if you have any questions.
Yeah, Bill, I do have. Someone texted in saying that their roofers are telling them that they're creating a problem with their the insurance company, and that the insurance company views this as a guarantee against damage being caused by wind, which sounds pretty far out to me, and I don't believe that to be true. I think they're just getting bad information. Is there a downside to getting a wind mitigation survey?
I don't know of any situation where someone has ever had their premiums increased by doing a wind mitigation survey. I only know situations where it's been lowered. These depends, of course, the credits that you get from doing a wind mitigation survey depends a lot on the home. It depends a lot on the premium too. The larger the house, the bigger the premium, the bigger the credits will be. But those credits can run anywhere between $1,000, $3,000, sometimes as much as $4,000 or $5,000 a year in credits. And these credits, you get them not just one time, but you get them every year. And that's the big benefit of the wind mitigation program.
Yep.
It goes out. It has to be done by a wind mitigation surveyor. There is, you can find a list of wind mitigation surveyors on, if you go to LSU, CCC.com, it should be a website there. There certainly is another website I can give you, which is windmitigationsurveyors.com. That also will give you additional information about the wind mitigation program.
I happen to have dinner with a wind mitigation surveyor last night who actually conducted.
Who was that?
Al Spitali.
Yes, I know Al. Mm-hmm.
And Al was told by another wind mitigation surveyor that his highest amount of credit that one of his clients was given, not Al's, but this other surveyor that he was talking to, $7,400.
Right.
It was a big house, like you said. The bigger the house, the bigger the credit, because the more liability, right, potential liability the insurance company has. And he said, that's the high. I mean, it blew me away. I was like, my God, that's a huge number.
I've actually seen some even larger than that, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I'm the first registered wind mitigation surveyor because at the time of Katrina, I was chairman of the State Board of Home Inspectors, and that's how I got involved. And because I got involved, and I had the Department of Insurance was starting to look at that, and I had new people down in Florida that were involved in the wind mitigation programs down there, and I know that there were some problems and some fraudulent stuff that was going on. So when I knew that, and I said, I want to get involved, so I got involved in the legislation and the implementation of the wind mitigation program.
Right. No, absolutely. Very much worth people's while. The entry cost is not that high. And, you know, more often than not, as you say, you don't know of anybody whose premium went up. Sometimes you don't get any credit, right? But it sounds like more often than not, you do. To some point. I didn't know, though, that you got that credit every year. So that's a very interesting little bit of tidbit, too. Bill Hatchett, chair of the Wind Mitigation Task Force, thanks so much for calling in. Truly appreciate it, Bill. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us. So, folks, at 12 o'clock today, Oliver Thomas comes in the House, Councilman District E. He's a mayoral candidate. Dave Cohen and myself will visit with him for an hour. And before that, we will check in with Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit and WWL Louisiana political analyst. We'll talk about the mayor's race and some other races. And we will visit with Mike Haas, the voice of the New Orleans Saints, to talk about this weekend's game with the Giants.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.